Look at the clock. I was suggesting a change in perception that, say, that this room is happening in awareness. And it's a very interesting one, a perception to bring forth in body awareness practice. It's quite often when we're practicing body awareness, we sort of perceive or conceive of ourselves in our heads, in our eyes, and we're kind of looking for something. And so I found this suggestion very helpful, that's why I use it, to remember to include your head in body awareness. So the perception I use is that the body is in awareness, or that fan and the room is in awareness. And to do that, you just have to let things be as they are, and you have to kind of, it is a perception, isn't it? Perception, I'm here, you're there, that's an easy one. But the perception that all of this is happening in awareness expands the whole idea of awareness to something which is limitless. It's not defined by me being here and you being there. And that's, I think, the many ways that which is transcendent, that's the way you access that. You get a whole different perception of the normal self perception. I am this body. So the deeper implications of anatta, like when they say the body is not self, and that's a very, very difficult one to take on board, because we so identify, I am this body, and we certainly have the karma of this body. If you get arthritis, I don't get arthritis, right? If you step on a nail, I don't step on a nail. So there's certainly individual feeling, individual tactile, visceral feeling that goes on. And yet there is this possibility of non-grasping. And non-grasping is not, also it's a difficult idea to understand, because people take it, non-grasping means that you never get angry or you never get fearful or that you're always loving. It has a kind of objective definition of how you should be. So if you are angry, you are fearful or whatever, I'm grasping again. But non-grasping is non-identity with. So seeing an emotion that is something not that I am experiencing, but the whole sense of I. Like let's say I get really excited about, let's say the architect finally phones me and says the building's about to start, which is supposed to have started in May. Okay, so I go into the phone, I go into the office every day, every hour, every 2 minutes, and I look, is there a message on the phone? I look. So I could see my mind, like this morning there was a message. Maybe it'll be the architect, and I knew it wasn't. It was someone from Toronto. So let's say the architect finally phones, and there's a possibility this darn building will get started this year. So my mind could do a whoopee, right? And now, that's the conventional way of looking at it. Oh, this is great, this is going to happen, and all that storyline is going to happen. And that's true conventionally. But then to have enough mindfulness and a kind of curious suggestion about, oh yeah, but this is all happening in awareness. And all of a sudden you see the whole world arising as excitement, say, which is fine, as excitement, and then you don't have to necessarily get excited. But it's not that you're not getting excited. You don't add to it, you don't attach to it. You have a sense of, well, there's something more peaceful, something which is bigger than the excitement, or the fear, say, or the anger, or whatever. And our identity with the body is very strong, obviously. So to actually try that, to like sit and bring up, I don't know if it sounds weird to you, but it works for me. It's just the body is in awareness. So then you contemplate, like maybe I'll just do some little bit of body sweeping in this meditation, but the idea, so often you're kind of coming from your eyes, coming from your head, you perceive yourself as in your brain. And then when you do this, and it's more like spacious, attentive, or receptive, the body is in awareness, and you begin to get a sense that awareness itself is not an object, and there's tremendous peace there. But as long as we are identified with me being here and doing this and going in time, that whole sense of self doesn't make, we're not available to that larger possibility, that larger human possibility of enlightenment. I know that sounds a bit abstract maybe, but you know, it is a perception you can bring into consciousness. So what I thought we could do in this meditation is, first of all, bring up affection. Call it, you know, call awareness affection or acceptance. Maybe different words you can use. But without affection or without acceptance, usually it's control. So that's very helpful to have a, because we are heart beings, we're not just conceptual beings. So sometimes our definition of life is constantly conceptual, but we perceive life through the heart, don't we? Like when I feel gratitude to the three great sisters, it's an idea, but it's deeper than that, isn't it? I can express it as idea, but as that felt sense, it's an appreciation. So where does that part of our life come in, right? In our practice, in mindfulness, is that something separate? Is affection and the open heart, is that something totally another category? Or do we have to maybe include all that as a wholeness in the way we meditate? Well, I think, you know, that's important myself. Rather than like, there's this one category called metta, and I do that on Tuesdays. And there's that other category called vipassana, and I do that on Thursdays. And this third category called coffee, which I do in the all-night sitting. Something like that. But like, is there a kind of way where all this is really something which is more total or unified? And I think it is. So I'll do a guided meditation, and I'll do the heart meditation, and then just suggest some body perceptions and see how that works. Okay, let's do some sitting. The awakened mind, remembering that, recollecting that through listening. And listening in this sense is synonymous with awareness. It's not just about the audio portion of the program. It's like seeing is also a way of talking about awareness. So listening as a total receptive quality, attitude. So you have sound receptive to the bodily feelings, the mood of the mind. And this is the way things are now. So that's listening, awareness, presence. And coming to the center of the chest, the heart, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may all beings be well. So you fill the mind with two phrases and one attitude. So you have the breath, you have the chest, you have two phrases. Breathing in, welcoming, may I be well. Breathing out, may all beings be well. So you begin to imbue your practice with affection. Kindness, friendliness, non-judgment, non-becoming. And notice how when you repeat an intention like that quite deliberately, it begins to create an attitude. And then learning to sustain both the breath and that attitude at the heart. So that's a calming function. So the whole in-breath, may I be well. You're aware of the breath, you're centered at the chest. And that sense of affection fills the body, fills the mind. And then the out-breath, the heart opens. May all beings be well. The whole out-breath. Now become aware of the whole posture, the whole body sitting here, and bring attention to the face, and bring attention to the mouth. Now receptive awareness, let the feelings in the mouth and become conscious, like a flower becoming conscious, something that you allow to become conscious. So feel the lips. So you're not trying to look for something with your eyes. Your mind's very open and you're allowing the sensations at the lips to become conscious. Feel the tongue. And feel the teeth. And feel the whole area of the mouth. Now don't squeeze your eyes looking for something. And let it just manifest So the feeling might be strong or weak, that doesn't matter. Bring attention to your nose. Feel the outer structures of the nose, the bridge. And the inner, inside the nostrils. Don't squeeze your eyes. Receptive attention. Affectionate attention, a kind of kindness to this. Then feel the whole area of the nose. Bring attention to the ears, the outer structures of the ears. Inside the ear canals. And the whole, all the feelings in both ears. Let it come to you, as it were. Feel your eyes. Feel the bony structures. Let the eyes become sensation, let them become feeling, not concept. Feel the eyes themselves, the eyeballs. Go around to the temples, both sides. So the head is in awareness. You are not in the head. Awareness is not in the head. Both temples. Feel the top of the head. Feel the back of the head. Now feel the whole head. So it's a mass of sensations that changing in awareness. So perceive of the head in awareness rather than awareness in the head. Feel the shoulders, arms, and hands. Let the sensations and feelings become conscious. Heat, vibration, pain, tension. Don't look for it with your eyes. Bring your attention to the chest area. Feel the upper spine and rib cage. And then inside the chest area, the organs, heart, lungs, diaphragm, and so on. Let it come to you, let it manifest. The body in awareness. Bring attention to the abdominal area, the lower spine, and the outer covering. And then the organs inside, stomach, intestine, liver, kidneys, and so on. Let those sensations become manifest. Don't look with your eyes. Your body in awareness. Pelvic area, the framework, the pelvic bones. And the organs in the pelvic area. Don't look with your eyes. It's more like listening, receiving, letting it become conscious. Feel both thighs. Feel both knees. Shins and calves. And both feet. So feel from the hips down to the feet. Feel the torso and the spine. Feel the shoulders down to the hands. Feel the neck and head. Feel the face. Now feel the whole body. Not as concept, not as idea, but as sensation in awareness. So there's no need for any tension. You're not looking for something special. So check your eyes. Are you looking, squeezing the eyes? Feel the whole body. In awareness. Now listen to sound. Notice that sound is in awareness. And feel the whole body. Now don't choose anything. Be aware of whatever presents itself. That would be choiceless awareness. Now return to the body, feel the body, feel the whole body. Now, in the beginning, the body's like partial, you feel bits and pieces, but you can just be open to the feelings in the body. And you get a sense of the body as a kind of whole body, a mass of sensations. And so the body is in awareness. So, just for the rest of the meditation, if you can, train in this whole body awareness, see what happens. But if you find that too vague, choose an object, choose the breath or parts of the body, and ground the mind in one particular if you want. But get this idea of being receptive, open to the feelings in the body, rather than coming from the head. And trying to see one after the other after the other, just kind of this open attention, affectionate attention, receptive attention, and just be that awareness. So there's a bunch of ideas there, I'll just leave it for you to experiment.